It's the CEO News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In news regarding the global coronavirus pandemic, the United States has passed the 5 million mark in terms of numbers of cases than any other nation. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation in the U.S. has released a model predicting nearly 300,000 deaths by December 1st if Americans don't start consistently wearing face masks. That's almost double the number of deaths recorded to date. The group's director said that if 95% of Americans started wearing masks, more than 66,000 lives would be saved. Brazil and India respectively followed the U.S. in terms of number of cases. This weekend, Brazil became the second country in the world to pass 100,000 deaths from the virus, again second to the U.S., which has more than 162,000 deaths. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, says, though, that he has a clear conscience despite the toll. Bolsonaro himself survived COVID-19 last month and says he has done everything possible to save lives. In Britain, new mask mandates went into effect this weekend, with people now required to wear masks in most indoor settings. Travelers arriving in Germany from European regions with high infection rates must now undergo virus testing. And in France, the government is reporting that 70% of those who have gone on vacation have chosen to stay in France. Secretary of State Tourism lauded his people for helping to revive the tourism sector. And the Japanese city of Nagasaki has marked its 75th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing, with the mayor and some survivors urging world leaders, including their own, to do more for a nuclear weapons ban. Today at 11:02, they stood for a moment of silence. This is VOA News. Belarusians hit the polls today to vote in a presidential election in which opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is challenging the five-term authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko. Tikhanovskaya, who is a 37-year-old stay-at-home mother, entered the race after the May arrest of her husband, opposition blogger and presidential hopeful Sergei Tikhanovsky. She promised to free political prisoners and to new elections. Her husband was charged with attacking a police officer and organizing mass unrest and has rejected the charges as provocations. Although Tikhanovskaya lacks political experience, she's a teacher, she quickly emerged as the country's top opposition figure and Lukashenko's strongest challenger, with tens of thousands of Belarusians supporting her bid. Election officials registered her, perhaps not thinking she was a contender. They refused to register two other presidential challengers who are male, one a former diplomat and the other an ex-banker. Those two were jailed. Lukashenko has been in power since Belarus declared its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Many Belarusians oppose what they call his autocratic rule and criticize his handling of the coronavirus crisis. Sri Lanka's former president Mahinda Rajapaksa on Sunday took the oath of office as the country's prime minister for the fourth time. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, Mahinda's younger brother, led the swearing-in ceremony at a prominent Buddhist temple on the outskirts of the capital, Colombo. The Sri Lanka People's Front, led by the brothers, secured a nearly two-thirds majority at last week's parliamentary elections, which allows them to make constitutional changes and strengthen the family's rule in the country. Britain appointed a commander on Sunday to lead its response to illegal small boat crossings across the channel from France and said it was exploring tougher action after a spate of migrant arrivals, including 15 vessels bringing 151 migrants to the UK on Saturday. Taking advantage of calm sea conditions, migrants, including children and pregnant women, have made the dangerous crossing in recent days in rubber dinghies and other small vessels. Interior Minister Priti Patel said the UK was working to make the channel route unviable when she named Dan Mahoney, a former Royal Marine, as Britain's new clandestine channel threat commander. UK and French officials are set to hold talks on the issue next week. Britain wants France to help stop the boats and return them, and France wants Britain to help pay for it. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.